Blog Talk Radio.
Monet, your left foot.
Whoa!
Get the gear.
Another day.
Dabadini.
I take your pain away. Some people talk about you like they know all about you. When you get down, they doubt you. And when you dip it on the scene, yeah, they talking about it. Cause they can't keep on the scene what you talk about.
Of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide in our midst, and it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, man.
Assalamu
Thank you. And it is also my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to present to you a brother like no other, my right-hand man, Vice President of Nation Building Movement, and a diamond amongst the FOI, our host tonight, Brother Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. And y'all going to have to give me a couple of minutes because I'm finna go look for this brother she talking about.
No further than the mirror.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. And, well, so we can get moving right along, as we always begin everything in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. And in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Divine Reminder, our leader and teacher in our midst today, I greet everyone in the listening audience, on the panel, with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. And I'm welcoming everyone to this week's edition of Conscious Black Nation. And see, those who don't know that here on Conscious Black Nation, what we do is we address issues that are vital to our survival. But we don't just get on here and complain and talk about it and we'll come up with the negatives. What we want to do at the end of the program, and indeed on every program here on Nation Building Network, the idea is that by the end of the program, we want to have offered to the listeners, to the people, and to ourselves practical solutions, ways that we can, in a practical way, apply the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to better ourselves and better our lives. And so our topic this week is why Dianetics? And just to give you a little background, the reason why we're dealing with this is because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan introduced Dianetics to and through the Nation of Islam under his leadership a while ago. I don't remember the exact number of years or the amount of time, but I know it was a while ago. And the thing is that immediately individuals started attacking the minister personally, saying that he had changed the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, calling him a hypocrite, saying he's gone off the track. Oh, they're following a white man now. They're joining the Church of Scientology. All these statements, all these accusations, you know. And the bottom line is that coming from individuals who are not privy to what's going on, they haven't even checked into it. So I thought it would be best that those of us who are with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who have participated in Dianetics, and it hasn't changed us into white folk followers, all right, I thought it would be a good idea for us to come on and explain what Dianetics is, what the purpose of it is, in layman's terms. Now, we're going to be using the terminology of Dianetics, but we also need to remember that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us no man can teach a people that can't properly speak that people's language. So we need to be able to translate this information into the language, plain language that the people can understand. So without further ado, as we know here on Conscious Black Nation, we don't play. We get right into the subject. We're going to start by coming out of the Holy Quran Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. It's in Surah or Chapter 21, Ayat or Verse 18, where Allah states, "Nay, we hurl the truth against falsehood, so it knocks out its brains, and lo, it vanishes, and woe to you for what you describe." Then moving on to Surah or Chapter 94, entitled Al-Insharah, the Expansion. Allah states, "In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, have we not expanded for thee thy breast and removed from thee thy burden which weighed down thy back? and exalted for thee thy mention. Surely with difficulty is ease. With difficulty is surely ease. So when thou art free from anxiety, work hard and make thy Lord thy exclusive object. Then we go directly to the King James Version of the Bible, where in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it states, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Then the book of James, the Epistle of James, as it's called, chapter 1, verse 8, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Now, since we're discussing Dianetics, for our definition of Dianetics, I'm going to go directly to the book. Yes, written by L. Ron Hubbard. Now, this is what it says under the chapter synopsis. Dianetics, Greek dia, through, and nous, mind or soul, is the science of mind. Far simpler than physics or chemistry, it compares with them in the exactness of its axioms and is on a considerably higher echelon of usefulness. The hidden source of all psychosomatic ills and human aberration has been discovered and skills have been developed for their invariable cure. Dianetics is actually a family of sciences embracing the various humanities and translating them into useful, precise definitions. The present volume deals with individual Dianetics and is a handbook containing the necessary skills both for the handling of interpersonal relations and the treatment of the mind. With the techniques presented in this handbook, the intelligent layman can successfully treat all psychosomatic ills and inorganic aberrations. More importantly, the skills offered in this handbook will produce the Dianetic clear, an optimum individual with intelligence considerably greater than the current normal, or Dianetic release, an individual who has been freed from his major anxieties or illnesses. The release can be done in less than 20 hours of work and is a state superior to any produced by several years of psychoanalysis, since the release will not relapse. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I know the average individual will say, okay, and what are you talking about? having done that. So we're going to get right into our first question, and I'm going to go with a quote-unquote Western tradition. And I'm going to come to Queen Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to address you with the first question first, and then I'm going to go to Student Minister Andre. And our first question tonight is, since we have been given the supreme wisdom by Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, of what use is Dianetics?
Very interesting. Well, I guess I could first say in answering that Dianetics is a tool. It's not the supreme wisdom. It was not given to us to replace the supreme wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add to that when we receive auditing, that's the process used in Dianetics, we deal with the issues of the past, and then we are free to be ourselves, our righteous selves, and no longer hindered by those past experiences. Now, I would have to reflect on the scriptures that says that you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. So, as I see it, we have been trying to put the supreme wisdom, which is the absolute truth, into our aberrated minds, which are full of falsehood and full of painful memories. So, see, both are trying to operate inside of us. Two minds, one analytical and the other aberrated, cannot operate rightly inside one body. The supreme wisdom and that aberrated mind cannot coexist in one body, lest the new wine of supreme wisdom and the old wineskins, the aberrated mind, will both be ruined. In other words, the supreme wisdom will be manipulated by past experience. So we have to have a clear mind through auditing so that the new wine of supreme wisdom can be put into a clear, unaberrated analytical mind.
You better teach.
Oh, praise the Sister Ola. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, again, like I said, so we want to deal with, you know, and I mean, those of us who are familiar with Dianetics, we're familiar with the term, but when we're talking to somebody on the street, okay, and I know we want to raise them, but when we're initially talking to them, are there, Is there a way? Can you just tell me what is aberrated or what is an aberrated mind? And I mean, you know, I understand we're using some Dianetic terminology, but if I were talking to somebody who had no clue of what Dianetics was, I mean, how would you suggest I tell them what an aberrated mind is?
Me, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, sir. And basically, an aberrated mind is one that is operating purely off of past bad, painful experiences. That's an aberrated mind. It's not used in right thinking. Allah, God, made the mind to think right. And unfortunately, these past experiences, we are unaware. It's like Minister Ava once said. She said, we make today's decisions based off of past experiences. Now, if our past experiences are bad experiences, which tend to always be foremost in our mind, we're not making rational decisions. So the aberrated mind is like the opposite of the rational mind. You know, they used to say that we, growing up, we used to say we use 10% of our brain power.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're really saying that we're only using 10% of that other mind, analytical mind, the mind that thinks right. So that means that we're using 90% of an aberrated mind. 90% of the time, we're thinking off of, we're working off of emotions. We're working off of remembrance of bad experiences. So to me, the aberrated mind is nothing but a collection of past experiences that our mind retains and acts on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you. And before I move on to you, student minister Andre, I'm going to share with the audience and with us the word aberrated. Or aberrance comes from aberrant, and they defined it as straying from the right or normal way, deviating from the usual or natural type, atypical. The origin of it is Latin, aberrance, and it's aberere, to wander or to go astray. So exactly that. It's a mind that's gone astray, just as you described. And Student Minister Andre.
Yes, sir.
The same question to you. Since we have been given the supreme wisdom by Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, of what use is Dianetics from your view?
Since we have been given the supreme wisdom, what is the what is the use of Dianetics?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The reason I ask that question is because, you know, I have many individuals who I interact with who are, like I say,
right,
in other camps. That's the terminology I use, rather than saying sex. But they're in other camps. They say that they're followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and their thing is, we got the supreme wisdom. Allah came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. What do we need this for? You know, and I mean, their biggest issue is, okay, this is something that came from quote unquote some white man, and they want to talk about whatever affiliations he had, not even taking the time. There was something that I was taught in one of my many studies where it says that there is one thing that is a sure path to ignorance. And that is when you judge something, okay, or you have contempt for something without investigating it. And that's the kind of reason. So that's why I'm asking the question, so that from your standpoint, you know, for you to share with us, what is the use of Dianetics?
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, we know, excuse me, kind of coming down with a cold or something, but please bear with me. We know that Supreme means the most excellent. Well, first of all, let me say this. Let it be understood that we don't follow the Church of Scientology in any way. Please let that be understood. The minister does not have us following the Church of Scientology. What he has us doing is utilizing a method or a technology within the Church of Scientology to bring us closer to enable us to understand the supreme wisdom better, so that we can be able to unlock the wisdom within the supreme wisdom. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the human mind or the human being is created, the brain cells, 14 billion brain cells that have been created rightly, to think rightly. And we know that Muhammad, the last messenger or prophet, well, I won't call him prophet, but the last messenger, was also called the universal messenger. Universal meaning that he would have a message that is conducive to all peoples, all times, all conditions, up until the judgment and resurrection of the world. We also know that the messenger was, the Arab people were not in slavery to anyone. We also know that the black man and woman of America were kidnapped from their homeland, and they were also kept in darkness by a powerful enemy. So therefore, the minds of these people have been, as the sister said, aberrated. We're not operating in the right frame or right thought that we're supposed to be because of our kidnapping, of being brought here against our will and made into slaves, or made into perpetual slaves is what they were going to do to us in the beginning, and which they're still trying to do to us. And we know that because of certain conditions and circumstances that have been placed upon us as a people, that our minds have been, to a certain extent, aberrated or utilized to react to the circumstances, or we're utilizing our reactive minds. We're not utilizing the analytical portion or our creative minds. So in order for us to be able to understand the supreme wisdom, as you stated in the beginning, Daya means through, knows the mind or the conscious. So the technology of Dianetics allows us to go into or through the mind and release those unnecessary ingredients that have been caused to us through different circumstances that we have been placed in against our will, and to be able to unlock, or not to utilize baby language, as the instructions say that the laborers will be punished for using baby language at any time. Now, we also know that the Supreme Wisdom Lesson says that, in question and answer number 6, why does the devil call our people Africans? And then it goes on to say in the answer that the original people live on this continent, and they are the ones who have strayed away from civilization and are living a beast life. Well, also in the Supreme Wisdom Lessons, in the lesson number 2, it says that what is civilization? Civilization is one who is possessing knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, refinement, and is not savage, pursuit of happiness. And we know that because of our certain circumstances and conditions that have been placed upon us, that we do not operate in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, nor culture and refinement, because those things have been taken away from us. They've been taken away from us in religion, our language, and knowledge of ourselves. Now, in order for us to understand the universal knowledge that has been given to us through the supreme wisdom, we first have to be taught knowledge of self. And in order for us to be taught through knowledge of self, minds has to be clear, it says in the scripture, so eloquently, that let this mind be in you, that which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if we're going to have the same mind that Christ Jesus has, and we know that Christ Jesus has a mind to release the people, because it states that in the last days in Isaiah that there will be a child born to a virgin, and this child's name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Well, how are we going to know that God is with us? Because this is an ordinary human being born of a woman that is going to make the blind to see. He's going to make the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk, and he's also going to give life to and raise the dead by Allah's permission. Now, this is not an ordinary human being. This is an extraordinary human being. So he has a specific mind that would allow him to do that. So if this mind is going to be in, if we're going to have the same mind in us as we that Christ Jesus has, then that means that there's a technology that has to release that potential, that human potential. When the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan teaches us that whenever our human potential is released, then Satan has no more power. So the Dianetics will utilize us to unlock that power that resides within the supreme wisdom that would enable us to understand it better and unlock that power within our minds that would allow us to be within our original nature. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Now, I'm going to move directly into the second question, and I'm coming back to you, Queen Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And you touched upon it somewhat when you were answering the first question, but I want to get more detail again because we want people to understand what this process is, the fact that, number one, as you stated and also Student Minister Andre stated, the bottom line is that we don't know. Let me state this emphatically, and it's actually one of the questions, but I'm going to state this emphatically that, you know, it's because so many people, again, seem to think or to consider that, you know, we're converting. You know, this is their idea, and I want to get into that more later. However, the second question is this: what exactly is auditing, and how does it work?
Okay, yes, sir. Well, auditing is the process that we use to clear our mind, to clear the aberrated mind, to bring us into being a clear, which clear is another word of saying someone who totally 100% uses his analytical mind, which is right thinking, to operate in this world. And could you repeat the question one more time?
Yes, ma'am, certainly. The question is, what is auditing, and how does it work?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so as I was saying, auditing is the process. Two individuals sit down. One is the auditor, and the other one is the client. Now, what happens is that there is no suggestion made whatsoever by the auditor. The one who is being auditing is able, through the help of certain questions, go back on his timeline or her timeline to find those ingrams or painful experiences that are giving us the problem. So it's just a matter of talking. The auditor speaking, asking certain questions, and the person being audited to not only just answer those questions, but to relive past experiences.
Yes,
ma'am. I hope I answered that. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, now, and again, like I said, you know, I'm familiar with the terminology and the language,
mm-hmm.
but if we're talking to someone just, like I say, from the street, or even someone that says, quote-unquote, they're a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and they don't understand, You know, I don't mean out of vitriol, not with vitriol, but somebody who genuinely is like, well, why? What, when you say timeline, what is a timeline? You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I mean about we've got to bring it in language that people can comprehend. So what would be, how would you describe what a timeline is?
A timeline is a series of events that have taken place in a person's life. You know, I was explaining this Dianetics because I was so excited about it when I was studying, and I was explaining it to my daughter. So what I did was I used some of the scenes from the Dianetics DVD that we have to explain what's going on here. What I told her was is that I, being the auditor, would take her into past experiences that are bothering her in her mind, you know, and it'll be, I'm getting a little lost at words. I guess I got so used to using the Dianetic terminology. But basically, I just explained to her, you know, using the Dianetic DVD, it's like if you ate an apple and something was wrong with that apple. Now, in the future, it's not going to be the same apple that you're eating, but your mind is going to see that apple. And the other thing I explained to them is that you have to be aware of all your surroundings. You know, the mind is picking up everything that's going on around it as you're going through a painful experience. So it's going to remember sights. It's going to remember smells. It's going to remember what was said during that time. And so when you come across any of those experiences again, it will trigger your mind, which means it's going to trigger that past experience. As, for instance, the dog. You were bitten by a dog one day. But now, because that dog was loose and it attacked you, but now you're walking down the street one day and there's a dog there, but this dog is up behind a 10-foot fence, and you know that it cannot get over. But right where that original dog bit you at, you're going to start to feel pain, which means that you're going to start to relive that past experiences, confuse it with the present experience, and experience everything in that moment. But it's only almost like a figment of your imagination. That's not the same dog. And that fence is 10 feet high, so that dog cannot possibly reach you. So that's basically how I would explain it to someone who didn't, you know, has not been introduced to Dianetics.
Yes, praise be to Allah. And Student Minister Andre, same question to you.
Yes, sir. And I will reiterate or add to what Sister Michelle had just said. It's like a person that had a bad experience with eating a deviled egg. And that deviled egg made the person sick. And when they got, this happened where, you know, when the person probably was a child or at a younger age. Now, when this person is older and he's invited to a family event and he's offered a deviled egg, now we know and understand that that's not the same deviled egg that he ate as a child or adolescent that made him sick. But because of he's looking at the egg, he smells it, that same taste or that same experience is going to make him relive or re-stimulate him, as the terminology, and he is going to refuse to say, well, I don't want to. He offered the devil egg, and he refuses because he remembers that experience as a child or as an adolescent that was a bad experience that he would not like to relive again. So he refuses the egg and does not eat it, even though it's not the same egg. But that is an experience that causes him to hinder. Even though the egg is good or it may be the best egg, but because of that bad experience that he had, he does not want to relive that experience, so he refuses to eat the egg, meaning that it makes him stuck. He can't get past that experience. The Dianetics procedure will allow him to relive that experience, to go back to it through the pain or through the sickness, if what have you, and it will allow him to release that particular experience from his mind and move it on and be cleared from it, and will allow him to enjoy the experience of eating a devil egg again, when before he could not because of that past experience that was still hindering his analytical mind to move along and not be stuck again on that same experience and be able to release it from his memory and to move on and eat a devil egg or whatever it may be that he likes to eat. So that's what the Dianetics process will allow a person to do, relive that experience so it can be released from their mind, that they can move on and not be hindered by that same experience again in life.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Well, now, from what you said to me, I mean, I'm going to take a stab at this. Now, if I remember, you know, from, because I study, I study a lot.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
from
sir.
What I understand about, quote-unquote, Dianetics, the way it is explained is that what you're both talking about is what is described as an engram.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, and from my understanding, now from Dianetic, using Dianetic language, an engram is a recording.
Right.
Of
yes.
past experience or activity that has pain attached to it. It can either
right.
be emotional pain or physical pain, but the majority
right.
of the time it's both emotional and physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's correct.
And what
That's
this
correct.
Film does, or this recording does, is, as you all were just explaining, and I mean, and your analogies, you know, your examples were great. But I'm trying to, like I said, I want to simplify this for the people who, again, who are not familiar with it. So what this engram does, or this recording does, is, according to Dianetics, is that it produces the original experience, produces a survival response.
Yes.
Because we've been
right.
threatened by this particular experience.
Right.
It is so profound, it's so strong, that this response becomes hardwired, if you will, those who understand about computers. In other words, it becomes a part of our living mechanism, how we react. So we no longer
right.
respond to situations based upon what's called, what they say, present time. I know that's Dianetics. But
right.
what happens is no matter what's going on, based upon what both of you have said, based upon if the smells are the same, if the sounds, and they say sound in particular, are the same, if the sights are the same, any of these things can re-stimulate this quote-unquote engram or this recording. So
right.
even
That's
though
right.
we think, even though we think we're operating in quote-unquote present time or in the moment
right.
that this is taking place, we are actually operating out of that survival mode from that experience of the past.
Right. That's right.
Is that an accurate description?
Yes, sir.
The only thing that I would add, sir, is that mm-hmm. the when the aberrated mind comes into being, it shuts down the analytical mind. Even though the analytical mind is like a perfect, well-oiled computer, it remembers all the data in it, we could say that the only problem with the analytical mind is that in times of what it feels to be danger, it shuts itself down. And the only mind that can operate then is that aberrated mind, the one full of painful experiences. So the object is to keep the analytical mind operating 100% of the time, shutting down the aberrated mind.
And thus that's the condition that when you were talking about being clear.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Exactly. So, in other words, if I'm understanding what you just said correctly, then using the process of Dianetics or the process, the Dianetics process of auditing, let me say
right.
it like that, using that, we're removing this engram or this recording, what that literally does is help us rise above emotion into the thinking of God.
Right. That's correct.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
I want to make it clear for our listening audience, and for everybody, what we're looking at, so that people begin to understand that this is not something strange, that it is compatible with what we have.
Right.
Oh, yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
I had jotted down the note even as I was going over, being on the show tonight, and about rising above emotion. So we're taught to rise above emotion to the thinking of God. So how do we use Dianetics to accomplish this? Well, I see it like this. God is the clear mind, and he only uses his analytical mind to think and operate. So to rise to the clear mind into the thinking of God, we have to relieve our minds of all its aberrations, all past hurtful experiences, so that the mind will be clear to operate as alive, meant for it to operate as an analytical machine that's able to think right 100% of the time. Not 99%, not 50%, definitely not this 10% that we've been using, but 100% of the time.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Queen Aziza. Queen Aziza?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was stuck on mute. Yes, sir.
No, I understand. I wanted to now, since we've been into this now for about 40 minutes or so, find out if we have any questions, any comments, anybody in the chat rooms, on the phone.
Yeah, we have questions in the chat room and on the phone. So I'm going to go to the phone first. Area code 813, your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam, please.
This is the Utira. How's everyone doing?
And all praises due to Allah.
I just wanted to add something. First, let me start in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness there's no God but Allah, who appeared in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad. The show's been great. Everybody has been, you all have been amazing. Student Minister Andre, Sister Michelle. And something was just sticking out when you guys were talking about the, how do you pronounce it, the aberrated mind?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the analytical mind, and, we use the term a lot was the reference of it being recorded, of that the recording was going on, but if I didn't know any better, I would be confused, I think, on that because, well, maybe it's just from my limited knowledge, and I just believe that the recording, when you're, for example, if you're walking down the street and you smell the scent of freshly cut grass, and in that instant you get hit by a car, so you're unconscious. So while you're unconscious, that is when the aberrated mind records or the analytical mind records. Which one is it that's doing the recording still?
The
aberrated mind.
Well, I guess we could say the analytical mind is doing the recording.
Okay, so then, come the present time, that was years ago. Present time now, you may smell fresh cut grass, and the physical aspect would be, maybe you get a headache. That would be the aberrated mind, being reactive to that smell of the fresh cut grass, that though you were knocked unconscious, you still, all those different things were being, recorded. And the pain that you were unconscious on of being hit, it triggers then. Maybe I made it worse, but I'm just, the recording part, because it's from my understanding of when it comes to the mind and the recording is typically when you are unconscious, so then that one mind clicks in and records still while the analytical mind shuts down. Is that incorrect?
No, I would say that is correct, sister. I think I'm understanding what you're saying. So we'll go back to the first experience of when it happened and you were knocked out from being hit by the car, right? And the analytical mind shut down. Well, I should not say the analytical mind. The mind is recording.
Okay.
Okay, the mind has its own recording. So later on in life, years later, months later, who knows, then you run across some of the same things that were present in the first instance. Well, once again, the analytical mind is shutting down because we were taught in Dianetics that the analytical mind shuts down and the reactive mind, the aberrated mind, takes over. So that's
right.
The same thing. Every time you run across something that reminds you of that past experience, the analytical mind, thinking that it's protecting itself, once again shuts down so that you don't have the ability to think right because you don't have the analytical mind that interprets, reads, and acts off of right data. Now you're acting off of wrong data. A plus A equals A. You ever had an argument with somebody and you were arguing about point A and they went to point B all the way to Z and you're like, what does that have to do with the situation?
Yes.
An aberrated mind cannot interpret data correctly. So it'll pull from all over the place, from all many different experiences that really have nothing to do with what you guys are arguing about.
Okay, that definitely makes sense and that helps. I know this is a really deep topic, you know, because it's so important. But goodness, you guys are doing excellent. Okay, I just wanted to just get some clarity on because that was a question for me too. You know, which mind is, you know, one is shutting down and one is recording, but it's just the mind in general that's still recording.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise
the Lord. And seeing that, I would add to that too, sister, is that, you know, the auditor is like, he or she is like the person who's telling the mind to go in and retrieve that exact file of the instance where the person had a bad experience or that hurt or that pain, and it allows the mind to go in and utilize or retrieve from the analytical mind that exact file. The file is always there. We just have to be able to retrieve it and bring it back so it can be released, that past experience can be released from the mind. So the auditor allows the clear or the person who's being audited to retrieve that file, the exact file from the mind so it can be released. That's the only thing that I would add to that.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you all.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Queen Katira.
Okay,
and Queen Aziz.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. You said we have some questions in the chat room also. Let's take a few of those.
Yes, sir. Okay, we have a question from Lynn. Lynn says, why did Minister Farrakhan wait so long to bring this to the Nation of Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
First of all, the minister had to make sure that the believers were ready for the technology of auditing, to make sure that they had the mindset to be able to go back and go through the process of auditing. He went through the process himself first before he gave us the technology. He utilized it himself. And then he introduced it to us at a time he felt like was necessary for us to be brought to that process, to be brought to us in order for us to go further within the teachings. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this is just a wake-up message. But in order for us to be able to catch the message, then we have to be awakened in the mind in order for us to receive the message. So he waited until the minds of the people were ready for that particular technology. Some of us might remember that the messenger said that wherever he goes to go and wherever he tells us to stay away from, to stay away from. So whenever we're following the minister, we only go as far as he tells us to go. We don't go ahead of him. So we waited until he actually utilized the process himself, and then he gave it to us to follow him. So I don't know if that answered the question, but that's how I would answer that question.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All praise is due to Allah. And Queen Michelle, if you want to weigh in on that.
Oh, yes, sir. I was trying to think of the example that I always use. The example is there's a question that's been asked, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years. Why does God allow suffering? I see it like this, that Minister Farrakhan has definitely taken in the supreme wisdom, okay? Why didn't Master Prophet Muhammad come before he originally arrived in this country? God is a God of order, okay? And we say that God Allah is the best knower. So I look at it as this. As he looks out into the world, and what shall I give to my people, he moves out in a specific way at a specific time. You know, we might rush and do things, and we don't understand that we might cause disorder, even in our best intentions on doing something. Allah, God does not operate like that. He introduces everything to us at the right and prescribed time. So, one, I believe that question would best be left answered by Minister Farrakhan himself. But since it's out there, I would say God moves out in order, and it's according to his time that he reveals certain things to Minister Farrakhan to give to us.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. So I pray, Allah, that that did answer that particular question. Any more questions? We're going to take at least one, maybe two more questions from the chat room if we have those, and then we're going to get back to our questions.
Okay, we got a question from somebody named KKK.
Certainly. Come on with it.
Yep, come on.
It's a decent question. It's a decent question. It says, does or has Dianetics work for anyone? Going back in time can be painful. Why put someone through this?
Queen Michelle, if you want to go first, then Student Minister Andre.
Well, yes,
I'll let.
Okay. That is a question that I ask myself often, you know, as I'm learning the Dianetics process, as, you know, in my life, why would I want to go back and relive not only the painful incidences that I remember, but some that are stored in my subconscious that I don't remember? Well, my answer to that is that, you know, the divine warner and guide in our midst has asked us to do that. So in my mind, there's a sound and a sane reason for him doing that. As long as those painful memories are stored in our mind, it gives the aberrated mind a chance to always be alert and always be working. And it does not give the analytical mind, which is the very mind of God, enough chance to operate to move us into where we should be as a person and where we should be as a people. You know, I still have to say what Minister Ava said. She said that we make decisions today based off of past experiences, and mostly bad past experiences. You know, so I don't see anything wrong with reliving those memories, because in reality, we're reliving them anyway. Why not have control over the times that we remember them, instead of always being in the position that when we do remember them, it's causing us grief and heartache? So I would say, you know, it's good so that we can be in control and see what's really going on.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Student Minister Andre, you're right here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would use the example of, you know, a person being bitten by a snake or a spider. You know, whenever you're bitten by one of these particular snake or the spider, what happens is that they utilize the same venom that you're bitten with to actually stop the process from increasing, or in the case with the snake, if you're bitten by a poisonous snake, they rush you to the hospital. And once they get you to the hospital, they utilize that same venom to keep you from dying of that snake. So what it is, you know, whenever we're using, or say, well, that's a bad experience. Well, you have to go back to that same experience in order to release it, to relive it. Or you have to utilize that same venom in the case of the spider or the snake in order to keep the process from rehappening. I know that most of us that still get flu shots, well, when you get sick, the first thing they do is they inject the effect of the flu within you to combat it. So in order for, you know, the mind to be released from that painful experience, it has to relive it so it can release it, or it has to be injected with that same painful experience again, or relive it in the mind so that it can be released. So that you, it's the same as being bitten by a snake or the flu shot. They inject the same flu within you to keep you from getting the flu over again. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. In the same case with the spider or the snake. And in the same case with the mind, sometimes it may take two or three times for us to relive that experience before it is released. So I think, you know, that's the reason why we utilize that. You have to go back to that painful experience in order for us to release it.
Yes, sir. The Queen of Ziza, would you repeat that question for me, please, once more?
It says, does or has Dianetics worked for anyone? Going back in time can be painful. Why put someone through this?
Okay, I wanted to be sure. And I'm going to answer that question and say absolutely, because it has helped me personally.
Yes.
I can say that unequivocally that it has helped me personally, because there were things buried in my subconscious that I didn't even know were holding me back. And I'm what you call the word they use the term extrovert. You know, I'm not a hide in the shadows person. Now, I don't necessarily like to be in the spotlight, but you know, I don't consider myself afraid of anything. However, there have been experiences in my life. I'm going to give you one example of an auditing session that I had to show how it works. Went into this auditing session, and as you were talking about, brother, I mean, they use the terms, they call it, they said these are files, and you have what's called the file clerk. In other words, this
right.
is a part of our mind that knows,
right.
that knows what experience we need to run. Is the terminology that's used.
Right.
It knows what we need to run in order to begin to open us up. Because, and before I get into that, let me explain this. For the layman to understand Dianetics without all of the psychological terms and everything else, basically what Dianetics is, it is a scientific and clinical methodology by which one can remove emotional baggage.
Right.
Without getting into the terms engram and all that, that's what it is. It's scientific, it's methodical, and I say clinical meaning that it's done in an environment that keeps you from becoming reinfected or infected by something else while you're performing the surgery. Because you're performing surgery on your mind is basically what you're doing.
Right. So, yes, sir.
And it puts you to relieve the emotional baggage which is holding you back. And the way the emotional baggage holds us back is, let's understand it like this. What happens is that we have to understand that our brain, let's just look at the brain for a second, operates using electricity. Well, even if you don't understand all the nuances or the aspects of electricity, understand this. If I have a light and I screw a light bulb into it, a certain amount of amperage and voltage must reach the light bulb in order for the light bulb to come on.
Right.
If I cut that amount of voltage in half, the light bulb won't come on.
Right.
If I cut the amount of amperage in half, the light bulb won't come on. Now, it's still getting some power, mind you, but for some reason, something is draining off the necessary power so that the bulb doesn't get all the power it needs to light up. Well, the same thing happens with this emotional baggage or these engrams. They literally drain away our life force, our ability to live to, and in Dianetics they use the term optimum, which is good. I will say it like this for the layman. It literally drains off the life force which we need to live that life and that more abundantly that we were promised in the scripture. That's what
right.
happened. But now, to share just real quickly, to show that Dianetics does help. Has it helped anybody? Absolutely, it helped me. I went in into this auditing session, and during this auditing session, my mind kept going to a situation where, and see, I want you to understand something. I was trained at an early age by a master in the martial arts. So as far as I was concerned, I had no fear. And taking somebody one-on-one was not a problem. But I got into a situation, and it totally shocked me because I was attacked by multiple attackers. And instead of my martial arts training kicking in, I just covered and ducked. This was unusual. So I didn't, and this happened, you know, in my teenage years. So I go on and life goes on. And so I go through life and I'm doing certain things. And after I had been audited, I was able to go back and see where in particular situations when I was attacked by multiple attackers at the same time, I always covered and ducked. Even though I could handle it, whether it was intellectual or whatever. But in this auditing session, what happened was after we got past that first engram that was, you know, up there, or that engram, we got to the original engram, which caused my, I'm going to say, fear response. And that was when I was a young child. Someone had coaxed me to go and mess with a beehive. And I went and messed with the beehive. And the bees came out and started stinging me, and I had no way of protecting myself. But once I was audited using the Dianetics process, was able to connect those two experiences, and I became freed of that.
Right.
So that's, I can say, like I say, personally, and that's just one experience, because I've been audited many times, you know, and I can say successfully audited and had these releases from these different experiences, and I can actually say that my life and the way I operate is much better. So, yes. Now, why you that person said, why would you want to take a person through that? Well, the thing is that the individual has to want to get free. And we
right.
I go to the scripture where it says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, what is the truth that I need to know that will make me free? It is the truth of God. Well, how do I get to the truth of God when I have something blocking me from the sunlight of God's spirit? I've got to remove it. That's why. That is why. Jesus often, he also said in the scripture, according to what I've studied, he said, pick up your cross. He didn't say his. He said, pick up your cross and bear it.
Right.
Well, to me, those are synonymous. Those are the things I got to do. Anything that is keeping me from expressing the spirit or mind of God 100% in my person must go. And so that would be, that's my response to that. And I want to thank the people in the chat room for your questions. We're going to come back to some more questions. Our time is moving, so we want to get through the questions that we have so that we can share again with everyone an understanding of why Dianetics. And before we go any further, when I looked up the word why, it had a very simple definition. The definition is, for what cause, reason, or purpose? And that's what we need to establish. For what cause, reason, or purpose are we using Dianetics? Now, this time I'm going to switch it a little bit. I'm going to come to you, Student Minister Andre, and ask you the third question. Is Dianetics the only way to remove emotional baggage?
That's a very excellent question. Well, I would have to say to a point, yes, and also no. Well, why would I say that?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say yes, because the minister actually introduced this to us to remove the emotional baggage that will allow us to utilize our minds in the right sense or for rational thinking. The Dianetics process will allow us to go into the mind, as you were saying before, and go back to that experience or whatever it may be that's hindering you. And it's mostly emotions, and it's also physical. So with the emotional part of it, yes, that is the utilized only way. I mean, there have been instances where people have went to psychiatrists or people of that nature, and they've used shock therapy. They've used different methods to release the emotional baggage from a person's mind. And in some cases, that has been successful, and in most cases, that has not been successful. Excuse me. But with the Dianetics process, it does not utilize any shock therapy or any physical harm to the patient to remove those emotional experiences. It just utilizes the method of going into the mind and allowing that person to relive that emotion, that experience that is hindering that person from having that emotion. Because whenever you have those emotions, sometimes unconsciously we use it in our everyday life and maybe not even know that we're using it. And in that case, that's where the Dianetics process comes in, and it allows you to go back into the mind and utilize that, relive that experience. Also, I would say that the Holy Quran also is one of his names is a healer. It heals you when you read the Holy Quran and constantly read it along with the Dianetics process. So the Holy Quran and the Dianetics process is a method that we can use to remove that emotional experience. But I would have to say, now that I'm thinking about it now, and I do apologize, but I do think that the Dianetics process is the only way that we can remove those emotional experiences, because the minister is what he is. This is what he gave us to utilize for that specific purpose. That specific purpose has been given to us that we can remove our emotions. So I would have to emphatically say yes.
Yes, sir. All right, Queen Michelle.
Same question to you.
Is Dianetics the only way to remove emotional baggage?
Well, I would say Dianetics is not the only way, because we do have, you know, trained counselors and I don't want to say psychiatrists. I'm trying to think of the other one. There's psychologists. But to me, Dianetics is the most effective way. Because, one, it doesn't use drugs to get you to a certain point. And to me, it allows the individual to personally help themselves. So as you're learning Dianetics, you know, even through the auditing, you yourself are going back in the mind. You know, you're doing it for yourself. So that way, when you do something for yourself versus someone else doing it for you, then what if they're not available? You're kind of going to be stuck. So to me, Dianetics teaches us how to go into our own minds and relieve our own engrams. Now, I'll give you an example of what I'm saying. We know that for the engram to be stimulated, right, it's usually stimulated through a time where you're tired and you might not be feeling good. So what had happened to me is that I had dropped my daughter off at a place that in order to get to it, I had to go past the place that my son was shot and killed at. Well, dropping her off was fine because it was early in the morning. But what I did not know is that I needed to pick her up. So when she called me, the day had wore on, and I was tired, and I wasn't feeling good. So what happened when I passed the place that my son was killed? The engram attached to that, the painful experience attached to that, sort of stimulated itself. So now I'm upset, and I'm going off with her. But as I look back to remember what I was taught during Dianetics, one, I recognized what was happening to me. You know, that's just like, if you're sick, you know, you need to find what's causing the illness, you know, not just take a bunch of drugs or just try to get through it. So I recognized what was happening to me, so I was able to climb back up on what we talk about in Dianetics. It's the tone scale. So it didn't affect me in a way that it, you know, before Dianetics it would have affected me. So I would just say basically it's good because of what it teaches you to do for your own self. And not have to rely on another individual.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you both for your answers. And again, I'll remind everyone, as far as I'm concerned, there are no wrong answers because we're all coming from our own perspective. And indeed, as those who are striving to serve God, then that's our perspective where we are at this time. Now, I'm going to weigh in on this question myself, and I'll repeat it. Is Dianetics the only way to remove emotional baggage? I have to say, no, it's not the only way to remove emotional baggage. A reason I say that is because I've had experience with several different avenues, and I'm actually going to go back to the book Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard, where we were reading in the synopsis at the very beginning of the book where he states, Dianetics is actually a family of sciences embracing the various humanities and translating them into usefully precise definitions. So that tells us that, yes, Dianetics borrowed from these other sciences, including psychology. It's just that they cut out the things that had been proven to be harmful as opposed to helpful, or that, as the Quran tells us about some things, there's some good in it. It says intoxicants, drugs, for example, is an intoxicant. It says that there, but an intoxicant, it says there's some good in it, but the harm far outweighs any good in it. I'm paraphrasing now. And the thing is that the process that we call auditing in Dianetics, and you may or may not be familiar with this, but during the late 60s and early 70s, psychologists were using, as opposed to what the psychiatrist does, psychologists were using a process which was known back then as transactional analysis. Mm. Well, what they did was, they would sit you down in their office or lay you down on the couch, and then by a process of asking you questions, would have you relive or run, as we call it in Dianetics, these past experiences. Now,
right. The
difference being, in transactional analysis, you would do this for one session. They collect the money, and then you go on about your business. Whereas in the auditing process in Dianetics, you continue to run. There are certain signs that the auditor looks for, so that they understand that you're not done, that you haven't been relieved of that condition. And so you continue to have, the auditor continues to have you run this episode until you literally, as they describe it in Dianetic terms, remove the charge from it. In other words, you take
right.
the power away from it for it to do you any harm. And
right.
in Dianetic terminology, it now moves from being a recording or an encram, and it is now filed as a memory. So you can
right.
access it as an experience and use it to teach someone else or even to advance yourself, but it no longer has any negative effects on you. Now,
right.
the reason I say that Dianetics isn't the only way of removing this emotional baggage is because I have also had experience with what they call 12-step recovery. Now, see if any of
right.
this sounds familiar from what we know about Dianetics. In 12-step
right.
recovery, you have what's called a sponsor. Okay? And this sponsor, as described in the big book, this is the book that they use, or that we use. I could say we. I mean, hey, there's no shame on me because I know that Islam is in everything.
Right.
So in this process with this sponsor is someone who is called a closed-mouth friend. In Dianetics, the auditor has to be someone of impeccable integrity, meaning they're not going to share your information with anyone.
Right.
Same thing with this sponsor. Okay, this is the type of individual you desire. All right. Now, what happens is in Dianetics, we call them engrams. In 12-step
right.
recovery, it's called the resentment.
Right.
And the resentment is described as warmed over anger or some experience of something that someone has done to you that now continually negatively impacts your life and blocks you from the sunlight of the spirit. That's the language. What your sponsor will tell you to do is, well, you need to go to as many meetings, quote unquote, as you need to, and share this experience until you take the power away from it. So, I mean, they're comparable. Now, having said that, I'm going to move to the next question. And that question is, and I'm going to ask you first, Queen Michelle, why, and you've already, both of you have already gone into this to some degree, but I would like for you to expand on it more. And the question is, why is this method, Dianetics, superior to others?
Hmm.
I mean, you've already covered it somewhat, but, you know, if you could just expand on that a little more.
Yes, sir. Hmm. Well, I would still have to stick with what I said before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better or superior to some other techniques because it allows the individual to help themselves. You know, it's Dianetics is not just about you sitting across from someone and getting audited. Dianetics is a set of things that you can do, you know, like I mentioned about the tone scale. Dianetics teaches you how to rise above on your tone scale. You know, so it's, I would just have to say what I said before. You know, it's allowing you to help yourself using the tools that Dianetics give you. Not only do they give you auditing tools, you know, to use on yourself or for someone else to use on you, they teach you, like I said, sir, about the tone scale. They also teach you to me why you're experiencing something, you know, that you're experiencing right there.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. And before I get to you, Student Minister Andre, I want to say this. As Queen Michelle, Sister Michelle has mentioned, she talked about the tone scale. Again, I want to put that in terms that people can understand. The tone scale, to make it very simple, it's simply your emotional state and your attitude. Pretty much mostly it's your attitude. It's where is your attitude at? I mean, are you feeling down or are you feeling up? You know, is your attitude negative or is it positive? I mean, that's a simplified way of explaining it, but so that people understand what we mean when we say tone scale. And so I think we all know that we operate better when we've got a positive attitude, when we're feeling good,
yes,
about what's going on. We're not being drugged down by things. You know, mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just a simplified way of explaining the tone scale. And Student Minister Andre, again to you, the same question. Why is the Dianetics process or method superior to others? Like I said, I know you answered it, but if you could just expand on it a little more.
Okay, yes, sir. I want to use the example sort of what you use with the Dianetics process. You know, it utilizes somebody that whenever you are in the auditing process, you are utilizing a twin or somebody that has similar experiences like yourself. You feel comfortable with that person and, you know, giving them a past history, because in auditing, the anonymity goes with the same thing. Whatever is said to you, to the auditor, is not supposed to be repeated to anybody, period. Not even to the pre-clear himself. That is not supposed to be given back to him what he said, what she said. So I think that is one of the best ways, because it allows the person to open up and be honest in what it is that they're going back to, and allowing them to humbly remove that experience by going back to it again and again and again until it releases that charge. And then sometimes the process may take 2 hours. Sometimes the process may take 2 sessions. You know, it may take more than 2 sessions. But it gives the person the humility and the openness with his twin, or the person that they feel he or she feels comfortable with, in order for that process to be removed. And it gives the person a sense of satisfaction or happiness once that is removed, because once that is removed, the person begins to smile, or their tone level, their attitude changes, and you can see it because they respond instantly. Now, I don't know for certain about certain other ways or methods that's been used that is respond. I know, like, the 12-step process, you also, once you get to a point, you become happy, your attitude changes. But with the Dianetics process, it does it instantaneously. Once that process is released, then that person automatically feels a different attitude. Their color changes. Everything about them changes from that point on when that person or that particular incident is released. You can tell. You know it from that point on. So I think that that's one of the reasons why Dianetics is the best process. And also in the Holy Quran, it says that Allah changes not the condition of a people until they first change themselves. When you go in the Dianetics process, you are going in to change yourself, not because somebody made you. And let me also reiterate this too. A lot of times when, you know, you go to these self-help programs or 12-step programs, sometimes it's ordered by the court. Sometimes it's ordered by a certain person who wants you to go through this detail, social services. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it because you've been told to do it. But with the Dianetics process, you're doing it because you want to do it, so that makes it the best process, I think.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you both. I'm okay, I guess we can wrap it up. That's it. No, I'm not. Queen Aziza.
But can I add something to that, brother?
Yes, ma'am. You go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Right, but we're taught in the nation to do for self. So to me, I guess what I'm trying to say is Dianetics is something that you can do for self. It's not dependent on anyone else. Yes, you can get audited, and that's very powerful. But it's a do for self, and that's how we are taught in the nation. It's something that we do for ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Absolutely. So, again,
here's
another point that shows that it correlates with the teachings that we have been given by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's no question. I mean, that correlates right there. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes,
Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Looking for questions from our audience?
Yes, sir. Are you sure?
I'm positive. Then come on with it. We, you know, we ain't afraid around here.
That's right.
Okay, Brianna says, so are the Church of Scientology and the Nation of Islam a joint organization? Is this how whites will be brought into the nation?
Well, let me first answer this. First of all,
and I
want to say it. I think I said this in the beginning, that please understand that the Church of Scientology and the Nation of Islam is in no way affiliated. We don't follow any of their teachings. They don't follow any of our teachings. What the minister is doing is that he's utilizing a technology within the Church of Scientology, not saying that we're following them. Now, I want the audience to understand as well that the Church of Scientology has many different technologies within their program. Dianetics is only one of those technologies that the minister sees it fit or necessary for us as believers to utilize to bring or, you know, to combat those emotions that are hindering us. You know, so let it be understood that we're not in any way joined, and I think I'm safe by saying that we're not joined or we're not affiliated with the Church of Scientology. Is that we're just utilizing a technology. So I don't want them to think that I'm saying anything above or ahead or beyond what the minister already said. And like I said, I hope, you know, I pray a lot that I'm safe in saying that we're not affiliated with the Church of Scientology at all. We're just utilizing a technology within the church that helps us to understand the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, be it supreme wisdom, the Holy Quran, or what have you, to better equip ourselves to be ready for the hereafter. And I'm most certain that I think that's the reason why the minister utilized that technology or this technology to help us to get to that point in our growth and in our development. And there was another part to the question, sister. I think the first part I just answered. Was there another part of or second part? I think I didn't catch the last part of that question. I want to make sure I answer the both. You know, I want to give my take on both parts of it.
The second part was, is this how whites, I guess they're referring to white people, is this how whites will be brought into the nation?
The nation. Well, from a historical standpoint, whites have never been allowed into the nation. Not from my understanding, you know, we first have to unite with ourselves before we can unite with them. And from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that they're allowed, you know, in the nation as we speak of now. And that's not saying anything bad, and that's not teaching hate. They are organizations that they don't allow us to be in amongst themselves. So, from my understanding, from my understanding, nobody has ever been allowed into the KKK, and there are other organizations that they don't allow us into either amongst themselves. So from my understanding, from a historical aspect, I don't think any white person has ever joined the Nation of Islam, and from my understanding, that is not allowed now. So that's how I answer that question.
And let me just say something. I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but I have to say this.
Go right ahead.
Oh, man. I don't even feel like it. Okay, listen, people. Let's get one thing understood about the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan and Scientology and the practice of Dianetics. Scientology and Dianetics are not the same. Scientology is a whole different practice culture of its own. Dianetics
right.
is a process in which the Church of Scientology uses to deal with what would be titled maybe psychiatric or emotional disturbances amongst their congregation. However, let me also say that the knowledge of, I'm not going to say the use, but the knowledge of Dianetics in the Nation of Islam is not new to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, nor was it new to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But as my
That's
sister
right.
Michelle said, there's a designated time for a designated thing. You know, just like there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. So the introduction of Dianetics came at a particular time where only someone with divine guidance, as Minister Farrakhan, you know, could see fit. He could see the need when the time deemed to be necessary. But I just don't want people to get it twisted thinking that the minister has gone off on some tangent and pulled up something new. There's nothing
right.
new up under the sun, including Dianetics. So,
right.
You know, I just don't want people to misunderstand the direction and get that confused with the timing of what has been done. So I just wanted to make that statement, and thank you, Brother Kareem.
No problem. All praise is due to Allah.
And you
going
do
to
have
weigh in
some
on
more
that.
Questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Give me one. I'm going to weigh in on that very quickly. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this to us, and you can see this for yourself in his reading, in his writings. He said this statement to us. He told us that the nature of the Caucasian is devil. He also stated to us, however, that if they go against their nature and begin to practice Islam, and when I say Islam, I mean submission to the will of God, that you cannot call that one a devil. Why? Because they are not operating in that mind, in that way. The Nation of Islam has not allowed, quote, unquote, Caucasian membership. No, emphatically, I can say this is not how Caucasians will be brought into the Nation of Islam. There's no need for them to be brought into the Nation of Islam. What is needed is for every individual to do some self-examination and see where they're out of line with God's law and get in line with God's law. Now, anything else regarding that, please study Message to the Black Man, The Fall of America, Our Savior Has Arrived, and The Theology of Time, and you will get far more answers than you could get from us tonight. And that's all I wanted to say on that. So I want
right.
to go to four questions on the line. In
oh,
chat room.
I didn't get the answer.
Ma'am?
I didn't get
oh,
the answer.
Well, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I agree with what my sister said, you know, being going down to the org, I never was introduced to the Church of Scientology. I don't even think that's an accurate term. That's just something that they use because I've never even seen the church. But what I wanted to say is I'm going to take it from what Minister Farrakhan said. Said himself. He says, let me be clear. I am not trying to lead you to another religion. You've got the best religion, but evidently you don't know your religion. Minister Farrakhan said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in our lesson said, Islam is everything, the sun, moon, and stars. So how in the hell can you tell me that that knowledge is not Islam? Science is not Islam. Mathematics is not Islam. Allah says in the Quran, I am the truth. So anywhere you find the truth, it belongs to you. You are the natural owner and possessor of that truth. So in my words, we are the natural owners and possessors of the truth wherever we find it. We, through Dianetics, are taking back our knowledge. Remember, the knowledge, the truth, was stolen from us. So under the guidance of Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are now taking back what is ours wherever we find it, even if we find it at the Church of Scientology.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Absolutely. So we're going to take some more questions now from the chat room.
Yes. Sam says, who does the Dianetics? Is this for mental illness? Okay, she might have just joined us, so you might have to reiterate some things for the Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. Well, your question is quite concise. Yes, Dianetics is designed to relieve mental illness because that's what it is. Anytime any of us, our current life or our life as it is impacted in a negative way by experiences that are recorded in our subconscious mind, then we are suffering from insanity. And now let me define insanity in its truest form. Now, I know individuals will say, what's insanity? And you will often hear the cliche that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That is a symptom. That is a sign of insanity. Insanity, defined in its truest form, is the lack of the proportion of the ability to think straight. See, because when one is sane, it means to be of sound mind. To be insane means to be of unsound mind. And quite naturally, if I was thinking straight or I had a sane mind, then there's no way I would do the same thing repeatedly and expect different results. If I have experience with the same thing 100 times and I've always gotten the same result, if I had a sound mind, the first time I did it and got that result, I wouldn't have repeated it, particularly if it was negative. So Dianetics, those who do Dianetics are individuals. We are people who desire to be relieved of, and like I said, I'm going to put it in layman's terms, emotional baggage. In Dianetics terms, they're called engrams. And what they are called recordings or experiences from our past that intrude into our current life in a negative way. So if Queen Michelle or Student Minister Andre wanted to also weigh in on that, that's fine.
Well, yes, sir, I agree with you 100% on. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I agree with what the brother said 100%. We have a lot of emotional baggage, engrams, you know, whatever term you come up for, it all means the same thing, you know. I mean, look at us. We have over 400 years of a certain type of treatment in a certain place called America. Now, I look at Dianetics, I take it a little bit deeper. Not only will Dianetics allow us to clear our own personal experiences, you know, from our lives so that we won't be affected, you know, by it anymore, but it will allow us to clear something, the memories that have been installed in us through our DNA, as some say, our genes from mother to child, back to mother, back to child, from father to child, on down through 400 generations that we have been in here up under this cruel pharaoh who has treated us in a certain way. So, I mean, wow, when you look at it like that, that's a lot of aberrations, a lot of painful memories that we have to deal with. And I don't even know if we look at it like that. It's not just about our own personal memories, but memories we have gotten from our parents and their parents and their parents.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Student Minister Andre.
Yes, sir. The only thing that I would add to that is that, yes, it is definitely instrumental in the removal or help in the from our mental instability, not only from an individual aspect, but also from a collective aspect, because ultimately, we want to clear ourselves from these emotional hindrances, but we also want to, the ultimate purpose is to clear our people of, from this emotional instability that has been placed upon us, from this 400 years of enslavement and so-called, somewhat perpetual slavery, through education, through health, through all of the things that are disparities, where the disparities lie. Because there's a lot of disparities within this country between the Caucasian and black people that has caused, some of this emotional distress that we have. So, yes, Dianetics is that process that will relieve that emotional instability that we have as black people, not only from an individual aspect, but also from a collective aspect. So that's the only thing that I would add to that.
All praise is due to Allah. And on that note, I do want to share something that I had to add to our talk. We have what is called the Restrictive Law of Islam is Our Success. It's our green book given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And in that book, on the very first page, it describes, it says, the purpose of this book, and then it gives us the aims of Islam, or the five aims. And number four, interestingly, states this: we shall do our best to clean ourselves and our people of North America of filth, ignorance, drunkenness, laziness, falsehood, drugs, adultery, fornication, dependent to self-respect and self-sufficiency and universal recognition in the Brotherhood of Islam. So, I mean, I agree, yes, with you on that point. And any more questions? I'm going to take some questions.
Well, it must be a full moon tonight. To Brother Paul, no, I will not marry you. And LLC says... and somebody named LLC wants to know, what is the hereafter?
I'm gonna let the sister go. I'm gonna let her go first. I'll let her weigh in on that first.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, I have a question for the person who asked that question. What's the connection between the hereafter and Dianetics? Only to the extent that, we're only going to get to the hereafter with a clear thinking mind. That will going to usher in this hereafter. Other than that, I wouldn't know. To me, that's a little bit off topic, but that's just my opinion. But so I'll pass that one over to you, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping that you kind of touched on that. That's why I let you go first. That really does not have anything to do with Dianetics, but and nevertheless, the hereafter is that state or that that understanding of what will be here after the destruction of those who are considered to be wicked. Now, let me go. I'm just going to go in brief. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that, if we believe that there is a devil and that he will be destroyed according to Scripture, then what is going to be destroyed? Did that include the heavens and the earth as we know it, the sun, moon, star? Everything that we know and understand to be right here as we see it now, is that going to be destroyed? And if it is, then is there going to be a new heavens and there's going to be a new earth afterwards? Well, to answer that question is that the falsehood and the wickedness that we know of today that exists on the earth will be destroyed. And the hereafter will be the righteous state or righteous mind through the utilization of Dianetics and the institution of the righteousness of the Quran and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says that the Islam will be the principles of Islam will remain. So hereafter will be here after the destruction of wickedness and falsehood. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna go into detail, but I'm just gonna leave it as that. And Brother Kareem, I'll leave the I'll give the floor to you and let you finish off if anything that I left off.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Well, I mean, I agree with both of you 100%. I would say this. Hopefully, and this will be of some help to the brother in his, with his question. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that the hereafter is here after the working of the devil.
That's right.
Now, that being the case, since the mind is the cause of it all, all right, then in a personal context, the hereafter would be here within myself or, in your case, there, but here or within you in the individual after the workings of the devil or the workings of an aberrated mind or a sick mind are removed. After that type
right.
of thinking, that incorrect thinking is removed, then here God can grow and prosper and we can have paradise. And, I mean, that would be it. I mean, it's just that simple. Again, I say, for more information, message to the
right.
black man, our Savior has arrived, the fall of America, and the theology of time. Now, Queen Aziza, we want to take at least one more question from the chat room.
I might have to refresh, Brother Kareem. I lost my
nope.
screen.
So yes, ma'am,
ahead.
No problem. Yes, ma'am. Well, now, my last question, we've actually already answered, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
With you,
I'll weigh in on this one.
Yes, ma'am. Is the Nation of Islam converting to Scientology?
Oh, man.
I know we already, but let's put a little meat on this bone now, all right? Queen Michelle.
Is the Nation of Islam converting to Scientology?
That's the question. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a question that's asked often of me.
No, sir. Mm. And I would have to reiterate Minister Farrakhan's words. Why would we want to convert to something that is not really on our level? I mean, we are the best. We have the best religion. You know, now, like he said, evidently we don't understand what we have, but we still have the best religion. Islam is everything. It's the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's the science. It's the math. So for us to convert to Scientology, basically, as the children say, it would be a step down. And we're not trying to step down. We're trying to raise this game. I think the young people say we're trying to upgrade ourselves. So we have the best. So, no, we are not even thinking about the Church of Scientology. We went to them to get a tool. Like I said in the beginning, Dianetics is a tool. So, no, sir, we will stick the members of the Nation of Islam with our supreme wisdom and leave the Church of Scientology alone.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Student Minister Andre, same question.
Yes, sir. I would definitely have to say emphatically no, simply because like the sister said, we are the best. Even in the Holy Quran, it says that we are the best nation raised for mankind. So if we are the best nation raised for mankind, then we don't need to integrate or however you want to call it with Scientology. They have their own practice. They have their own theology, you know, and so therefore they're fine along with themselves. We don't have to integrate with them. We're just utilizing a technology or a tool. And I want to say we were utilizing a tool to help us better understand what it is that we have in Islam. The Holy Quran teaches us again. It says that even this is Allah speaking now, saying this day I have perfected for you your religion perfected for you and given you Islam as a religion. Now, if he says that he has perfected for us our religion, then why do we need to integrate with Scientology? So that's what I would say, concerning that. We have the best religion. We have the perfect religion. We're just utilizing a tool from Scientology to help us to understand and realize and utilize the perfected state of what Allah has given to us. That's how I answer that question.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. And Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, a better question would be, is Scientology converting to Islam? Because let us not forget that Master Farah Muhammad appeared upon the shores of North America in July of 1930. However, Islam has no birth record. If Islam has no birth record, everything under the sun is Islam. Scientology is a portion of science that Islam or the believers have already mastered. They stole whatever they have from us. And everything in the beginning was Islam. So if there wasn't no Islam, there would be no Scientology.
Don't stop.
Let the church say amen.
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 Right.
So they need to upgrade to us then, right? Okay.
You better tell somebody. I thought they knew.
Go ahead.
That's right. And I also will weigh in and say emphatically, no, we are not. And I agree with you 100%. Because just what you said, my mother taught me all my life coming up that's how they got anything, that the various groups took a portion. That's why a lot talks about in the Quran, the individuals, it say that there was no argument or there was no confusion until knowledge came to them. Each individual took a portion of Islam and went off to revel in what they had, their portion. That's right. So, no, yes, that's right.
And you know what? Let me add this. Oh, okay, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Everyone, according to the scripture, says every eye shall see and every knee shall bow. It's saying tongue will bear witness. So it's just a matter of time. But go ahead, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, you even can go to the root word of Scientology, and you have to recall that there are sciences that was used back in Egypt and in parts of Africa that the white man still doesn't understand. And so you have to understand that Scientology under the auspices of religion or any kind of cultural practice is a new religion. Because the only religion is the religion that Allah gave us in the beginning, and that was obedience to God. So when you look at ancient Egypt, when you look at ancient even places in Australia, South America, there are sciences and atoms that the white man still can't crack. So trust and believe me when I tell you that Scientology is minute compared to Islam, that's exactly what it is. There is an entity of Islam that they have borrowed and manifested their culture on, but it is a part of Islam that has been divided from us or kept from us for a particular time, just like they locked the Bible away from us. So everything that they have came from us. So people, don't get it twisted. I get so sick of people talking about the minister converting us to Scientology and things of that nature. That's just a talking point for those of you who want to create controversy. So if anybody has misunderstood the intentions of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farquhar, we pray tonight that we have made it very clear of the direction that he's taking us in with the use of Scientology, and we just don't want anybody to get it confused. You know, we have
right.
people who sincerely want to know and understand why the minister has implemented this. And then we got those of you who are in the chat room right now that are just tripping, and I'm not going to.
Right.
Go ahead.
Let me just add this here, too, along with what, you know, has been said already. I just want to add this. You know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in the, it may be in Message to the Black, and I think it is that he would have us so smart, the ones that follow him, that we would have the white man wrapped around our fingers, and we wouldn't even know that he was there unless we looked down at him on our fingers, meaning that anything that he has, any institution or whatever he has, we would have that wrapped around our fingers if we follow and study the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to a point that they would have us so wise. Until we wouldn't even, we have everything that he owns wrapped around our fingers and wouldn't even know it's there unless we look down at it. So, you know, I just wanted to add that to that point, you know, because we have what is best. We don't need, like the sister said, Islam, it has no birth record. So that's the answer within itself. Nothing else needs to be said about Scientology. So,
crazy.
But I'm just going to leave it with that.
Well, yes, sir. Let's just say one more thing about this issue. And we're going to take, once again, what the minister said. He said, let me be even more clear. I'm not trying to lead you to another religion. You got the best religion. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in our lesson said, Islam is everything, the sun, moon, and stars. How in
That's
the
right.
hell are you going to tell, as Minister Farrakhan says, tell him that the knowledge of Dianetics is not Islam. Dianetics is Islam. It's part of our knowledge. It's part of what God created. So we're just really just going to get, like Minister said, back what is ours, what was stolen from us. So much of our knowledge has been stolen from us, and it's spread clear across this whole world. Everybody didn't have their hand into what the original man brought into this world. And now we, members of the offspring of the original people, now it's our job to go out and get that truth and bring it back to our people so that we can uplift and help our people.
All praise is due to Allah. And in closing, because we're down to the last 2 minutes, 30 seconds, I want to share this, and this is for everyone. Strengthening the social fiber of mosque life. And I'm sharing this for a reason, and it'll be clear when I finish. The believers, for the most part, are wounded. And I'm not talking about the wounds inflicted by the devil. I'm talking about us as a believing community being wounded, and our faith is affected by our interaction with the world and hypocrisy. Now, all of us have friends, but not in the mosque. We have associates, but not in the mosque. Some of us have never cultivated a social life with fellow believers. So if you don't have social life with those who believe like you, then what are you talking about with your friends? Through your conversations, you're interacting with disbelief. You're interacting with fellow believers whose faith is weakened. And you are interacting with the world. The world is being affected by us. And unfortunately, we are being affected by the world. This wound or injury can be healed. When you interact with somebody, it's a reciprocal action and effect. We are interacting on a job with people from the world, and sometimes we can't wait to pull off our uniforms or our dress so we can move about in the world. And sometimes we go places we don't want people to know that I am a Muslim. So in that interaction with the world, there is a reciprocal action and effect on the believer, and this is what causes injury. Any person that is injured is less than whole, so some medicine has to be applied to a wound in order for the person to be made whole. It is not that the teaching has failed us, but it is we've become in fellowship with other backsliders. And when we see backsliding at the top, then it's natural that there's going to be backsliding in the middle and backsliding at the bottom. And so the Spirit of God begins weakening in the persons, and they are in need of resuscitation, revival to get back that spirit that they lost. So I thought that the maintenance of the mosque would come back down to the maintenance of us, because no building of stone is more valuable in the sight of Allah than the believer. However, the believer has to maintain himself or herself and maintain the mosque. The messenger said to me one day, and this is the really most important part to me. The messenger said to me one day, brother, wherever you are, the mosque is. Well, what did he mean? I never said, well, what do you mean by that, dear apostle? I just said, yes, sir. But I had to go home and think on that. It means that if the mosque is in you, then wherever you are, you bring the mosque. And when you interact with people, they feel the Spirit of God from the mosque in you. Now, that having said, first, I want to ask Queen Aziza to give us the lineup for the rest of the week, because we are out of time, but I want that out there so people know to continue to tune in to Conscious Black Nation. Queen Aziza?
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central for Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam, hosted by Brother Jihad Muhammad, as he will have our disaster preparedness expert in the Nation of Islam, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad, along with some Captain Emerituses like Captain Dennis and Captain Curtis and Captain McLean. They will all be with us tomorrow talking about disaster preparedness and rebuilding the Army of the Nation of Islam. On Wednesday, join us at 7 p.m. Central for our hip-hop comedy show with DJ Black Caesar and friends. On Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, join yours truly as I will have Nation Building Presents Identifying Farrakhan in Scripture, and I will be joined by a series of student ministers and believers. I think the list is quite long, but I know it's going to be two student minister James, student minister Demetri, Brother Tony Muhammad, and I think Brother Andre is on that show as well. So it's going to be a lot of people on there identifying the minister in Scripture, and Brother Victor Muhammad out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, will be joining us as well, talking about identifying the paralleling the minister with David in the Bible as he talks about the minister's music. So I think it's going to be a very interesting show. And on Friday, join us at 8 p.m. Central with student minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida, as he hosts our study group, Put on the New Man. On Saturday at 8 p.m., Young, Gifted, and Black, our youngsters will be back with a very intriguing topic, I'm so sure. And on Sunday, join us for our economic development program with Brother Vernon at 6:30 p.m. And next Monday, we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem Muhammad. And are we going to get a sneak peek of the topic, Brother Kareem?
Oh, absolutely. Next week, by Almighty God Allah's permission, we will delve into the statement by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in which he states, after me comes Allah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Everybody bring out their prayer
book.
Can I add one little quick thing about our topic here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What I wanted to add is we must embrace and use this wonderful gift tool of Dianetic Auditing given to us by our beloved minister to free our minds so that we can use our analytical mind, the mind of God, to be the saviors of our people. The minister wants us through the use of Dianetics to prepare our minds so we may be sent forth as deliverers. So we must have a certain attitude, a certain mental position that must be ever-present in our thinking, our speaking. We're not going to save anyone if our attitude, thinking, and speaking is not coming from the highest knowledge, from the very mind of God himself, the supreme wisdom, which only can be accomplished using a clear analytical mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
Be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, praise ma'am. And
be
before
Allah.
We go, Sister Michelle, can
yes,
you
ma'am.
Tell us how the listening audience can get your books?
Oh, yes,
for
ma'am.
For children?
Yes, ma'am. If you would like to order a copy of the student enrollment workbook, and it's a workbook that the children can write down in. The point is to teach them the student enrollment followed up by the actual facts workbook, because that's something that we recite after we write our letter so that we may be able to get our X. So you can find those books at www.itsnationtime.webs.com. www.itsnationtime.webs.com.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you very much. Okay,
yes.
Anything else, Brother Kareem?
Well, I simply was going to say that I want to thank my panelists very, very much. I want to thank you, of course, Queen Aziza, always for the opportunity to serve. I want to thank the listening audience, wherever you are, and understand that your questions are appreciated, and we answer them to the best of our ability. We want you to know that this program is for you. I want to say that I pray and I hope to Allah that we have given a better and broader understanding of why Dianetics and the purpose for it. As always, in closing, I say, the thought is the act. The act is the fact. We either participate or we all dissipate. I want to leave you as we came with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Wa salam, sir. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night.